Blog Talk Radio.
Get my buzz back. Uh-huh. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. Yeah. They can never stop me. That's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. Swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot, point blank, call it a free throw. Funny, cause I had the vision since Calico. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet. Yo, I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or the swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws are broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, knock knee. Got too hot for the grams, got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to blogtalkradio.com, and that's at blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay. You're on the spot with your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and today I want to be doing two reviews on the show. I'm going to be reviewing the Mary Kay Chic Collection, and I'm also going to be reviewing the Essence of Beauty Brush Collection. So we're going to do that today on the show. We also got special guests. Diva Nathal, she's going to call in and kick it with me today. And we got some hot music coming up, and you know we got to have hot mess news. So over the week, around like Thursday, I went to check my Twitter, and I seen that I had like 30 new followers. So I definitely want to give some shout-out and love. And I see a couple of people calling in, and they listening in now. So I want to give a shout-out to Female True. I also want to give a shout-out to Mr. Jay Holloway, and I want to give a shout-out to Don Cartwright. and he's at day job going. So, you know, he's going to show you how to do it big. You know, you can cancel out your day job and run your own business. Also want to give a shout-out to Cyclone Realty. They doing it big. They in Rego Park, New Jersey. So that's another heavy hitter. I also want to say what's good to V-Pierre. What's going on, V-Pierre? He has a book out, and is his book is based on how to keep a woman. And he's saying, like, don't just tell her that she's special. You know, tell her that she everything to you. But we're going to get into his book. I'm going to tell y'all a couple of things about him. Oh, got to give a shout-out to So Tweet. What's up, So Tweet? Thanks for the love. Who else? Give me a second, y'all, because I'm pulling up. Okay, I-Plus Marketing. What's up to I-Plus Marketing? And also, what's up to Future Group 100? The show was sponsored by Future Group 100. The show was also sponsored by Blogger.com and MaryKay.com. Now, y'all know I got hot bangers. And I was so excited when I got this sheet collection today. I want to get into this Mary Kay sheet collection. So Mary Kay has this new vinyl lip shine out, and it comes in two colors. It comes in Attitude, which is like a berry color. That's more for the sisters. And it comes in another vinyl lip shine called Addiction. And that's more for a brighter skin tone, but they both hot. I'm loving them to death. I like the fact that they got the shine, and they keep your lip moisturized. So it has an SPF of 15, so I'm loving that. What else did I get? Oh, I got the Mary Kay Eye Glamour Sticks. They real lightweight. They real buildable. It's going to come in three colors. You got Dramatic, Disco, and Drama. So they all fly. I got the Mary Kay. Let me see what I got here. I got the Mary Kay Liquid Eyeliner, and that comes in a Skyline and the B Radiant Bake Powder. This is for your cheeks. It comes in two different colors. It comes in Dawn, which is more for the lighter sisters, and Dusk for the darker sisters. I got the nail polish, too. Mary Kay got these three hot colors out. It's three different liquid colors. And one is Intensity, the other one is Pause, and the other one is Platinum, and they got the base coat. So I got the sheet collection, and I love the nail colors. I love how it dries fast. I also like the base, and I'm really loving the Eye Glamour Sticks. They real buildable, and I actually did a look today. So if you want to see the look, go to my YouTube at www.youtube.com/DivaMaryKay. And I did a tropical eye on there. I did a tutorial, so you can go there and see that. And, oh, one of the beautiful things about doing your face or a natural look or a dramatic look, it don't matter what it is, the brush is very, very, very important. So you got to get you a set of brushes, Diva. And I'll be doing the Essence of Beauty. I went to CVS, and I was looking for some brushes. And I actually came up on Essence of Beauty. It's a travel kit, and it has like four brushes with they double sided, and it comes out to be eight different brushes. So it got the Smoky Eye Angler, and what's this one? One is Fine Acquisition, and the other one is for your touch up, your concealer. And the last one is to smudge and for your eyebrow. And the one thing I like, it comes in this little cute little bag. And you can put all of them in there. Like, you can take this in your pocketbook, or you can have this anywhere, and it's so convenient. And I'm loving these brushes. They definitely got my eyes looking right. So if you want to get this sheet collection, what you're going to do is you're going to go to www.marykay.com/EbonyAngel, and you want to click on where it says what's new, and it's going to pull up the total wearable urban cool color collection, and that's the sheet collection. You can try it out for yourself. I know you're going to love it, because I definitely love it. And again, go to YouTube and check out my tutorial, because not only do I do the show, I do YouTube as well, so you can go on that. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to come back in a little while, because I got my favorite diva calling in. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to some music first. And you know I got to get me some Jaheim in me. I feel like hearing some Jaheim way back. So it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, / Diva Mary Kay, Jersey City Stand Up, Newark, let's go. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are on the spot with Diva Spot ENT. I'm so excited because God has blessed me with so many things, and it's just blossoming. From everything that you do, just take the time right now. Everybody, take the time right now and to think about all the good things that God has blessed you with and also blessing you with great friends. And I have the privilege of having a great friend, which is my on the show coming in right now. So let me introduce my girl. It's my girl, Diva Natel. We definitely want to see big in the building.
Oh,
Dad, what's going on, baby? What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I am good, girl. You know it's been a good day. You know we got the show popping. And I was fell in love with that Mary Kay sheet collection. I definitely got to send you the email so you can take a look at it.
For sure. You know I'm definitely hopping the Mary Kay.
Yeah, definitely got the Mary Kay popping. So I was doing a review early in the show. I don't know if you heard it, but I went to CVS over the weekend, and I was actually able to find these brushes by Essence of Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And they the truth. And the price on it was very reasonable. It was $10. So it's four brushes with two dual sides, so you get eight different brushes in one, and they come in this cute little travel size. It's the best.
Oh, okay. That's good. Now, you know me. I love makeup.
Yeah, right? We love makeup. We love skincare. And your makeup ain't going to look right without the right brushes anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to have that. You got to have the right brushes so you can do your day look and your night look.
Yeah, your day look and your night look is very important. Ladies, it's very important for you to have a brush set. And we ain't talking about when you go to the beauty supply or the 99-cent store and get that little brush set. That's not good enough. Put $9 more with it. Go to CVS and get you some brushes.
$9 more
and some tax with it so you can get you some good brushes, okay? Now, Nathal, you know Booker just got that 100 mil, right?
Oh, yes. I heard about it.
Booker just got the 100 mil Brick City. Newark just got, for those who don't know in Brick City, Newark, Chris Christie just turned the school system over to the mayor, which is Cory Booker of Newark, New Jersey. And that comes with a 100 mil tag on that. So, you know, the state had the school system since 95, and they just given it back in 2010. Now, Nathan, my question is, do you think that it was a good idea for Chris Christie for Chris Christie to give the mayor, you know, control of the school system?
I'm gonna be honest, I really don't think it was a good idea, only because education kinda doesn't really mix too much with politics too much. When you're the mayor, you're dealing with citywide things, you're dealing with issues within your city, and I understand that, you know, schools and education does play a part of that when you're dealing with, you know, the local schools in the area. But I think when it comes to education, that's a total different aspect. So I really don't think that was a good idea. And that's a lot of money to be I just hope they distribute it right and they do the right thing by it and that, you know, it can be beneficial towards everybody. And we could not just hear about it, but actually see the progress, because it don't make sense to give it and you can't even see where the money went to, you know? So
a lot of people that they express the same as well. A lot of people that I talked to in Brick City, I was asking about that, and they were saying, well, they wouldn't be surprised if not a few years that Booker get caught up in the same money scam or got caught up like Sharp did with spending the money incorrectly. So they were saying they wouldn't be surprised if Booker. Do you feel like Booker or his team, you know, the Board of Education, because me and you, both of our schools, me and Brick City, both of our sons go to Newark Public Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Me, honestly, I don't think that the Board of Education for the school, and I don't think that the mayor, they really ready and confident to take on that price tag for the school. It was like Chris Christie came in, did his thing, and was like, well, here, take the school system. I don't want it no more. Do what you do. But me being that I don't have full confidence in Cory Booker and the Board of Education, Northern City Hall, I would say we as the parents and as the people in Essex County community, all of us should have been down there at the City Hall in front of that damn City Hall like, yo, we got to make sure they put the money in the right place. We just can't let them do what they want to do.
You know what? I agree with you as far as, you know, not fully and completely trusting in Cory Booker. But, this is Chris Christie we talking about. I ain't trust him either. And to be honest, I really didn't even want this man in office. But, you know, that came from a lack of people voting. And then a lot of us not, you know, I would say being, you know, a little bit more conscious of the decisions that we make. You know, these mm-hmm. people are in office now, so we could put our confidence in them, but at the end of the day, you know, only thing we can do is hope and pray that they do the right thing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it would have been any better if Chris Christie was still, you know, running things, because I don't think he's all that of a great guy either.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the whole thing with Cory Booker, like I said, I'm just hoping that, you know, we can see the progress that it's going to make. That's the only thing I can really say. And I really feel like a lot of public schools get overlooked, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm really just hoping that they will want to take money and make it for the better.
I hope that the PTA...
Buy them new books, you know.
But with him getting that price tag with the school, you know, even if he's going to use some of that money towards other things, and if anybody in Cory Booker camp listening or anybody in City Hall listening right now, I hope that even if you was to use some of that money, use some of that money for the homeless prevention here in Essex County. Because you can use some of the money to update these shelters, because there's no way that almost 45% to 60% of the shelters in Newark should be infested with bed bugs. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And I see sanitation every day cleaning up Newark. I see parks and stuff going up. But if you're going to use some of that money, use some of it towards the homeless. And another thing I wanted to say about the whole thing with Booker getting that price tag, I hope to see the PTA grow within our community. We as parents have to come out. All the PTAs, when a PTA meeting pop off in your community, it should be like a party. Like, everybody should be there. Even if the spouses is in the house and your man work at night and you work in the daytime, go. Because we want to see change and we want to see good things in the school. We want to see things happen for our kids, but we got to show up to go up. We are advocates for our kids. We the kids advocates.
Exactly.
For those who don't understand what the word advocate means, like, you the kid lawyer, like, you there to hold your kid down. That's why we show up.
Exactly. You know what? I really feel like that really does play a major part. And as a child, I was always wondering why my mother was. My mother got certificates every year. Like, my mother was one of those parents that was always there. Anything that went on within the school, my mother was there. She volunteered, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I did work your parents out there, but just to play a part in your child's life and to be concerned about their education and to show that you're concerned by being there, it's very important. And when you have a parent that doesn't show up, or, you know, that doesn't come out and find out what's going on, then that's where, you know, a lot of lack of education comes in, because the kids, it makes them, I would say, more prone to not, you know, be in a healthy learning environment. So if you're not getting it from your parents, what makes you think they're going to want to sit in front of a teacher and listen to them or, you know, hear anything
mm-hmm.
they say? You can't get support from your parents. So it definitely plays a major part. So I hope the PCA grows. I hope they start opening up more of these programs, like they cut the after-school programs. People need this, especially for people who work. You know,
mm-hmm.
extending hours of daycares and stuff like that. Things are expensive out here, so these programs that they provided back in the day definitely need to be reinvented and improved and, you know, provide these services again. The after-school program was so good because, you know, it gave kids the opportunity to be able to do their homework. If they needed a tutor, you go there, you get your tutor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The money could also help, you know, for more teachers to get a job or teacher's assistants for people who were laid off or somebody who
mm-hmm.
may have retired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very beneficial, but like I said, it's about spending it right. And every decision you make, it got to be a wise decision. You have to weigh your pros and your cons. And, you know, just hope that it will be beneficial towards the citizens of the city of North.
Mm-hmm. And just like you said, everybody has to play a part, you know, in their own position. We waiting to see change, but, y'all, we got to be a part of it. We got to show up at these schools. We got to show the city hall, and I'm going to get that information, too, and I'm definitely going to be blasting that, not necessarily what next Saturday show I'll be in Washington, but I'll definitely be posting that on websites. And you know what? I'm going to do another show before the week is out, to let, you know, Essex County know about going to that community meeting where everybody meet down at the City Hall. Go down there and get to know the people who are in position, you know, who are in the position, who are on the members board down at City Hall. It's a lot of good, great black men, and it's a lot of good, great black women. Y'all know Mildred, she's been there for a minute, but get to know those people. You can't just sit there and watch them on TV or see them campaigning and say, oh, they ain't going to do this, I hope they do this. Go down there and let them know your face.
Once you
get up and close and personal with this person, you and your family is going to get what they need, because now you're in position with the movers and shakers. And not only that, you bring that into your community. Your neighbor next door, you be like, yeah, my neighbor next door, she having a problem with such and such. They are there to help, but they don't know where we need the help at unless we come down and we ain't got to attack them. We get on that microphone, just say what you need. You know, I'm having a problem with finding livable apartments. They know where it's at. It may not be in Newark. It could be in Elizabeth, or it could be in North Newark, but it's some nice apartments out here in Newark. And I know because Brother Sawab, you know, that I think is what's the name?
DWI.
Yeah, DWI Realty or Management. They'll help you out. You know, he'll even come and take you to apartments, but it's some nice apartments in Newark. But we got to get down and, you know, shake hands with these people that we see on TV and that public access channel and let them know who he is. That's important. I'm going to know what you need if you ain't in my face telling me what you need. They ain't my readers.
You're right.
But
I can point them out and just open your mouth and say something. You know, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's easy for people to talk about the issues and complain about the issues, but it's totally different to take action and do something about it. So you're very much on point with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely loving the topic on today. What we're going to do is we're going to get into some music right now. And when I come back, you know I got to get into the hot mess news. And do I got some hot mess for y'all. So right now, we're going to get into another Jersey Finest. It's your boy, Chief. Shout out to Diamond Club Barbershop. It's your boy, Chief. And we're going to play him right now in the Fast Lane. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. And I'm gone.
Through the blurs, you see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better learn and miss your turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better. Through the blurs, you see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better learn and miss your turn and be lost forever.
CKG, always do it pronto. Only triple doubles when I play Rondo. Something nasty coming out my mouth, mono. I tell them drive a Honda, glove tight fit, I'm talking OJ, Bronco, living in the rain, still dry, poncho, did it get enough, no my, Camacho, cover all tips like spread on the nachos, real quick, out of nowhere, damage like fire hose, with your laid back, blasting classic through the console, passing by them haters, how they flaw, with no dough, treat them like a kid, put it back, that's a no-no, not down with them clowns, ain't hanging with no bobo, give my all every time, never spend so-so, L.U.P.
Living life in the fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs. You see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better learn and miss your turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs. You see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better learn and miss your turn and be lost forever. Stick the key in the ignition, the gentleman, start your engine. Fast lane, high speeds, nigga, I'm truly driven. Put together too clever, call it divine suspension. City slicker, move too quick, but pictures come ride with us. Blowing haze, blowing minds of pretty women. Fast lane, make time move quicker. To the smooth, mister, built to last. Style like a R8, handle better than any class. Under pressure, still intact, move like the flash. Flow swift, do 160 on the track. Shifting through life, making my rights and never crash. Now ironclad, 4x4, whatever terrain, I'm making my path. True rider on my epitaph. Speed up, you'll be less than last. Rising as the second pass, steady stepping on the gas. Step around the corner, waiting for my ass. Make sure I speed past, fast life.
life, that's right, check the dash.
100 miles or better through the blurs to see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs to see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever.
Moving at high velocities properly, ain't no stopping me. High speed, still cool, never do I move sloppily. Watch with me, possibly the hottest commodity. Keep it moving with the whole world on top of me, just to logically, forever ready, burn up the track like Andretti, stand still, I'll be breezed through, get with it already, palms dry, never sweating, even though the drama heavy, makes me more deadly, now who can get with me?
I move very awkward, getting dough like clockwork, change up the style, but didn't need work, don't beg for it, I get it, cause I'm supposed to, she my Six Flags, you know she gon' ride too, the rush hour, sometime we went right through, she understand the risk, we gotta eat too, the turnpike blowing smoke through the sunroof. Focus. I wonder what
living
my son was doing.
In the fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs to see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever. The fast lane, 100 miles or better through the blurs to see the signs, all the words, the letters, stay alert. You could be gone in 60 seconds or better, better learn to miss your turn and be lost forever.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. And that was just two hot bangers by your boy Chief out of Brick City, Jersey Finest with the Fast Lane. And you know we got to get the hood love with Mary J. Blige. Shout out to Mary. Love you much, girl. And shout out to my Diva Dal for just calling in. We was touching on the topic about that nice little 100 mil Booker got, well, just got from Oprah coming in. And matter of fact, excuse me, he got it from Chris Christie. Chris Christie turned over the school system to the mayor because, you know, the state had it since 95. So Booker got it. And we were just touching on the topic, and she was saying how she hoped that, you know, he do the right thing with the money and whatnot and don't get caught up in no scams like previous mayors. I ain't going to say no names. But, you know, now we got to the top of the hour where we're going to get into this hot mess news. And hot mess news is when somebody does something that the Diva Mary Kay cannot resist talking about. And at the top of the hour at Hot Mess News, we're going to be talking about Miss Amber out of Seattle. Miss Amber, she decided to go to a party, and she took her shoes off, and the guy was going on about how her feet smell bad, and they end up getting into an altercation, and she ended up stabbing old boy. People, it is not that serious. First of all, ladies, Amber, what was you doing coming to anybody party with your feet stinking? Not for nothing, if your feet stink, your breath stink, or your coochie stink, you can smell it because it's right up under your nose. But I want to know what y'all think. If you went to a party and somebody had a bad smell coming from them, would you, you know, how would you let them know? Would you put them on blast, or would you take them to the side and let them know? So call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's see who on the line, because I see somebody listening. What's up? Who's on the line? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Who's this?
Donna Wiggins. It's Future Guru 100 calling to say peace and love to Diva Spot ENT. I'm on my Twitter doing some networking, and I just tweeted your show, so hope we get some more fans today. I'm letting them know that you're on live. I just put it out there on my Twitter. So I might get at some more people to just, while you got a few minutes remaining on the air, to show some support. And I hear the topic.
Future Group 100.
Yep.
That's definitely what's up. Yo, Future Group 100 is one of the hardest working men on Twitter right now. Future Group 100 got damn near 7,000, 8,000 people following him right now. So he gets it in, and he another Jersey Finest. He's doing it big with Less Radio Online. You got M&E2K. He's doing it big with Big'em Smurf. This is how we doing this thing, and that's hood love right there. We just played Future 100. We just played Mary Hood Love, and, you know, that's hood love right there, and I appreciate that. That's definitely what's up. But I do have a question for you, Guru.
I'm listening.
All right, so Mayor just got Cory Booker, you know, Chris Christie, and just turned the school system over to him because the state had it since 95. Do you think that was a good idea for Chris Christie to turn over the school system to the mayor with all the things that he already has going on in Essex County?
Well, with Christie having it, it's just, you know, a matter of time. I guess you got to give him a chance now that it's all in effect because, you know, when it comes to government, you're going to find that you're powerless in some situation. So, you know, all I can say is give him a chance. You know, the first thing that happened, which was a good look, was like you just mentioned, the money that came in from the guy that owns Facebook. So, I mean, let's just hope that money goes into good hands. Maybe it could lead to, you know, more networking for regular people who want to help and educate, you know, our youth. Because, like, it's not just about what you're going to get in school. Hopefully it's going to lead to mentoring programs for Newark, and I would like to get involved myself. I mean, it is 100 million. Like, when you say 100 million, I mean, everybody going to have their, you know, own ideas where the money should go. Look, you can be giving and also make some money, too. It's okay to give, but, you know, once you those are when your blessings come, like if you're a giving person. Like if you're giving your time and efforts to the youth, sometimes you should be compensated. Like, so I'm just like looking at it as not just political, but it can be a good thing for people that want to do mentoring. Like, hopefully.
Yeah,
just,
and that's
like,
what I was
going to
get. Yeah, that's what I was
going to
get into today. Diva, she was just on the show. She was saying how they took out the after-school programs or whatever the case may be. But me, honestly, felt like the community plays a big part in this. Now, after all this time since 95, you know, 15 years later, you know, the school system is back into the mayor's hand, and the mayor is, you know, Essex County in Newark. And I think that, you know, the PTAs should be packed when it's a PTA meeting, when it's an event going on. Those should be packed. I know selling the candy is somewhat corny and whatnot, but you can throw your ideals in as well. But what position does the community play at this point? I feel like being that he just got this money and being that we Newark, we Brick City, we should be down there, and me and you, you know, we have watched the public access channel, and I was saying to Diva how we need to go down to those meetings. We need to go to the city hall and meet these people that's on, what is that guru, the board, you know, so they can get to know us on a one-on-one basis, so we can be able
gotta
to
get familiar with your, yeah, get familiar with your councilmen at the
yes.
city hall level, because those are the people that's going to know where that, some of that money is going, like, you know, if it's for education, you know that it's a lot of people that's going to be involved that don't even have nothing to do with education. It's just going to be kicked, you know, kicked around. The money going to be kicked around, but you know, you just got to get focused and know what your purpose is. Like
mm-hmm.
people, the kids should be more interested in the money also. Like, well, what's going to happen? What is this money going to? Like a couple of things
mm-hmm.
that I already know that is set aside for. You know, as far as contract-wise, and this money is for incentives and bonuses for teachers too. So you got to
mm-hmm.
look at that. Like, I don't think that, you know, like people shouldn't take our teachers for granted. Like, you got some good teachers out here that want to help kids and want to
mm-hmm.
push them along in the right direction. So, like I said, those teachers are already giving back. So those are the ones I was speaking about earlier who should get bonuses and compensated for their time and extra time that they take out, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I don't like to even think about it as political, because if you think about the guy from Facebook, he ain't got nothing to do with politics. But and to a degree now, when you kick around education and stuff that's government-wise, that kind of leads into him being in the political arena. But I don't look at
mm-hmm.
him as a politician. He's a rich cat that did his thing online with the computers and a website.
And
like,
he's
so,
a giver. He's
yeah.
a giver. You know, the guy from Facebook, he's a giver just as well as Oprah Winfrey. And what he's trying to do, and it's a good thing that he decided to take some of his proceeds and his money from what he built online to invest it back into the education of children. And I definitely know that, you know, he's going to have his hand in parts of some type of technology in these schools, because now, you know, the generation our kids growing up in is more of a media technology education. So I know I definitely can foresee a lot of technical things and a couple of upgrades of technical with technical learning, like laptops and what's that?
With $100 million on the table, that's right. With $100 million on the table, I'm thinking that we might see a you know, a center like dedicated to him, like a library, like a you know, it don't got to be
yeah.
the biggest.
A lot of the libraries closed as well.
Like,
a lot of libraries in Essex County has closed, so some of that money will be used for should be used for educational purposes within the schools to open it back up. Yeah,
yeah.
Not to invest into opening up a new precinct in the South Ward when they already got one. And that's what I'm not understanding. I know they're building that new precinct and they're going to do a lot of put a lot of cameras around. But Booker, do me a favor and make sure you pay a lot more attention on the kids this school year. You know, at least take half of the year, because the crime, you know, it's not at an all-time high what it used to be. But I understand these cameras is going up. But don't just try not to invest so much time. And Booker, do for the kids. Don't get me wrong, but we need to be able to get these PTAs popping. And what I'm saying out to the mothers, you know, Essex County and the fathers, the sisters that's raising brothers and cousins or whatever, yo, come out and be a part, y'all. Come out, come together and be a part. And this is, and don't get it fucked up like $100 million. And it may sound like a lot of money, but when you're dealing with the school systems, you got to think supplies for the school, paying the mortgage on the property, getting the food and whatnot for the school. A lot of paying the teachers, a lot of stuff, electricity, a lot of stuff go within what that $100 million is going to, and it's definitely going to be split around. We just want to make sure that every dollar is accounted for.
Yeah, just remember that, you know, Newark, you know, it's not just Newark he giving money to. He giving money to other school systems, too, so you got to be thankful for what the guy's doing from Facebook. You know, I appreciate it. Like, and I saw a little clip when he was on Oprah. Like I said on our show yesterday, you know, the dude seemed sincere about, you know, what he had as far as opportunities. Now he want to give out opportunities. Like, he, mm-hmm. a lot of him, he went to one of the best schools, you know. So, he just trying to give kids a chance. Maybe he'll enlighten and get somebody in a top school that he went to. Maybe, you know, it's a lot going on, you know. So, remember why he's doing it for Newark, because, you know, Newark has some of the lowest test scores, and he wanted to help somehow, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why he set aside money for Newark. You know, he want to raise up the test scores over the city.
Well, you know what? We're gonna keep an eye on that money that Booker got going on. But I wanted to ask you, Guru, about this story with, you know, Amber. You know, she came to a party and old boy was getting on her, like, you know, telling her that her feet stink or whatever, but it escalated into an argument and she ended up stabbing him, you know, in the back with a knife. You know, my question to you, Guru, if you was at a party and a young lady, you know, her feet stink or, you know, she smelled or whatever the case may be, how would you, you know, let that person know what happened? Because nobody is really trying to get stabbed out here. Like, where they do that at?
Well, I mean, I want to be actually honest about the situation. Like, where I'm from, cats, it's not a funny thing. Like, cats is straight up tell you, like, if that's, like, a situation that's offensive as far as body odor, cats where I'm from or I'm around, they'll let you know. And I'm basically the same way. But you do have to have some tact. You do got to have some, you know, some cats is rude with it and clowning. But overall, just letting that person know to get it together. Maybe that was a situation that she felt, you know, like, you know, he shouldn't have did it like that. And for him to get stabbed in the back is another whole issue. Like, it went too far. That's like, you know, it's too much right there. Too much that she reacted like that. And if her feet was thinking, she really overreacted. Because, damn, why did you kill the dude your feet was thinking? What, did she kill him? Or she just stabbed him?
No, she didn't kill him.
She ain't kill him, but like, why would you want to kill him? If your feet still, why stop? So I don't know. Like, I don't think that, you know, she should have went and washed her feet. You know.
Well, I think she was wrong for showing up to the party with stinking ass feet, not for nothing. I think she necessarily got what she deserved, not for nothing. It's the party. You're supposed to be chilling and dancing. Who told you to come up and somebody cut and decide to take your feet off? With that being said, I got more hot mess news. I wanted to put this girl on blast, and her name is Brittany Starro, a 28-year-old woman who told police she was attacked by an acid-throwing woman late last month. And she has a new surprise for us now. Now, the woman who allegedly popped out of nowhere and threw a cup of skin-melting acid all over Brittany's face, you know, that the one that half of the country has been looking for, it turns out that the woman never existed. And, you know, the alleged attack never happened. Now, while the injuries that Brittany has on their face, they real. You know, it really did happen to her, but it come to find out she lied. And she actually she threw the acid on her face, so she self-inflicted pain on herself and then said some black woman jumped out the bushes and said, hey, pretty girl, and threw acid on her face. First of all, I am a black woman. And second of all, if I'm going to whoop your ass, I'm going to whoop your ass. We don't be thinking, when we get mad, which is MBD, a.k.a. Mad Bitches Disease, when we get mad, we're not thinking about going to get no acid. It's the first thing that we most likely pick up, or we shooting the fair one with the hands where I come from. But The lady made it all up and had half of the country feeling sorry for her. And she said that she wanted, she did it because she wanted some attention. Now, what should she be charged with besides filing a false police report?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
That's my question. That's my question. Y'all call in now. Y'all call in right now, 347-850-1521. 347-850-1521, and let me know what y'all, you know, what y'all think about that. What should her charge be? And, you know, just as well as, you know, Guru said, we got to make sure we take care of, you know, as far as with the man situation, it's all about hustling. You got to keep hustling, and everybody got to hustle, just like this crazy-ass lady had to hustle to get attention, talking about a black woman jumped out the window and threw acid on her face. So now that we is talking about hustling, we're going to get into my boy Five Alive and Money Mo. They got this hot track called Hustling. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Let's go.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper.
We all try, you can never hold me down. You can never hold me down.
Takeover, yeah. Time to make over, yeah. For you hating ass sick, you get your cold shoulder. This beat is wrong, man, I thought I told you. We coming with that heat, we dropping boulders. Yeah, I drop a mind, I hustle like your other kind, yeah. Try to make another dime, we'll wait for no other time. I won't, I move fast and I move swift when it's game time. Woo. Thought the in and outs of the game, so now it's time to grind, nigga. If push comes to shove, I'll let my heater roll. Blah. I'm from Southside Jamaica, packing heaters, dog. Sure. For that cake in the kitchen, yeah, we need it all. Huh? The way I move through the night, call me Santa Claus. Nigga. I keep the hammer drawn, fuck with the camera on. Woo. You niggas fool, you polished up like Amarone. Ah. You can never hold me down, cause the mouth can get it up. Mama always told me five, yo, sky's the limit.
Yeah, yeah. It's Money Mo, give me a match and watch me hustle fire. You're no trouble, never hustle, you're a fucking liar. Defeat the wolves, we on the move like a bunch of tires. Plus the flow is cracked, so if I bag it, you'll fucking buy it. No driver, I'm G4 flyer. Mo make the headlines, so read all about it. He's all about it, UPG's all around him. You feel swag flashing in my swag, been drowned him. Heartbreaking Mo, fuck love, the shit'll kill me. What a bitch won't do, another bitch will do. Music is my only bitch, and plus we keep the real real. She let me fuck the beat, I never cheat, I just conceal you. It's slow it down, throw it rounds, I gotta stack dollars. You slow me down, I'll leave your brains in your back pocket. Blue brains in them, are you still got the same profit? Turf, I got them, and watch me get the game rocking. Mo.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and welcome back. You are now tuning in to Diva Spot ENT, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay. We now at the end of the hour, so I want to give a couple of shout-outs, and I got my daughters in here, so I want to give my daughters in the building with me. I want to give a shout-out to Uriah and Tashauna, and I also want to give – y'all want to give shout-outs, too?
Yeah.
Y'all got shout-outs? Okay. Come here, come here, come here. Who you want to shout out?
Guru.
Yes. Say you want to shout out Guru. Say what's up to Guru.
What's up, Guru?
Shout out to Guru. And also, Tashauna, you want to give a shout out? Come here. Give a shout out. Because you live on the air.
What's up, Guru?
Shout out to Guru.
Hey, what's going on? Who is that?
That's you, right? Tashauna, you hear?
All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for calling in. I'm glad y'all called in. Support the show. Yeah, big
time now. That's right. We got my two divas, Uriah and Tashauna, live on the show. They giving their shout-outs. You want to give a shout-out to Makai? What's up, Makai? He's doing the big over at Grandma House. I also want to give a shout-out to my girl Diva. I want to give a shout-out to Diamond Cuts Barbershop. I also want to give out a shout-out to Jessica Wigs downtown on Harley Street. They doing it big on there. And y'all follow me on Twitter. That's www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. You can also follow me at Tag. That's www.tagged.com/DivaMaryKay. And you know you got to hit up my blogger. What's that? www.blogspot.com/DivaSpotENT. Hit my blog up. There's some hot stuff on there. And you know you want to definitely hit me up at Mary Kay because we had the hot Metro Sheet collection today. Twitter. Much love to all my Twitter people. Again, shout out to Less Radio Online, ME2K, Mr. Jay Holloway, also Day Job Gone. I also want to give a shout out to Female True and Cyclone Realty. They all doing it big. They all heavy hitters on my Twitter, and I'm definitely thankful and blessed for the love. Rue, you got some shout outs you want to give before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm just going to shout out Diva Spot ENT and Bang Smurf 5 Alive and Money Mo for that track you just played, Hustling. You know that's a banger. And you know everybody should follow Feed the Wolves. And I got the Cavani Colvin.
Yeah, follow Feed the Wolves. Yeah.
I got Cavani Colvin jumping on Twitter. So that's at Kavani Clothing. That's my man Jay Cavani, J-A-I Cavani. He rocking it like he's the CEO. And we got some things in the works for y'all to get involved with fashion shows and stuff on deck. So y'all going to follow my Twitter, FutureGuru100, and follow Less Radio Online, of course, and follow Bang Smurf, B-A-N-G-E-N, Smurf, _ F-D-W. You know, so it's a big movement going on. Shout out to B-Bonds, you know, and everybody, everybody supporting the movement. And, you know, doing it big right now. $8 daily on Twitter, $8_dollars_daily. And y'all can see what promotion and marketing is really all about. And Diva Spot ENT, Diva Mary Kay, is helping out with the whole movement. And she's definitely on the executive level. And it's all about networking and what we can bring to the table. We're looking for sponsors. You know, we're looking for sponsors for Diva Spot ENT. So you already know, just get at me and we can set something up, work something out. Get you advertising on the blogger so we can all network and make a big impact on the industry right now. We the new leaders. We the leaders of the new school right now.
Yep. And with that being said, I'm just going to do a big. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And you can also call in at 347-850-1521. We on every Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your girl, Mary Kay. We about to get out of here. You know we don't get out of here, some Victoria Stugs. I just wanted to say shout out to everybody. Thanks for the love and support. I'm going.
Smoke me oxygen, steadily counting Benjamins. Nigga, you should too if you knew. What this game will do to you? Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So-called beef with you know who. Fuck a few female flaws or two. Then a blue light, niggas look like my shit. Not to be fucked with. Motherfuckers better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, strictly aim. No aspirations to set the game. Sit your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got the fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Our situation is fight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that you take B. Bone a big nigga, die for me. I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash for everything around me. Shit, lyrically, nigga can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Know the bitch before you call yourself loving it. Nigga with the best part in it. Doesn't it seem hard to you? Big come through with mobs and crews. Good fellas down to the most of two. Who's the killer? Me or you?
We forgive you.
Green nicotine, no dope, so pop a double the dope, little rich guy. Nigga, Mr. Clean, make it clean. Keeping myself in and I do get sentimentally clean with my instrumentality and heated, especially for your team. And the 45 and D will be in between the scenes. Destroy your dreams, you willing to die, we'll see. How many feet when it comes to see, we mean mug, mold, mold. Can it be perfect? Disciples with a survival tongue of a double and sword, triple. Six rivals sitting five, it's too good, too bitch. Breaking out for lies, my massage. Get him a bottle and a pen and pen.